The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is planning to transport wood bison to the village of Shagaluk later this month. Wood bison have been extinct in Alaska for more than a century, but animals transported here from Canada's Yukon could repopulate interior Alaska and offer an alternative subsistence food source. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
This month's planned shipment of about 100 wood bison to the Shagaluk area is one of the final steps in a long-pursued project to reintroduce the animals to interior Alaska.
It's going to be interesting.
Shagaluk resident Arnold Hamilton is a member of the local Fish and Game Advisory Committee who's worked on the project for several years.
Getting them out here is going to be a chore.
A seed stock of Canadian wood bison that have been living at a Portage area game park will be flown to Shagaluk in converted shipping containers. Department of Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms outlines the plan.
Load bison into two shipping containers, truck those containers from the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center near Portage to Anchorage International Airport, load them on to a C-130 Hercules, and fly them to Shagaluk.
Harm says the state wants to begin moving the bison March 22nd and expects it to take 6 flights to get all 100 to Shagaluk, where they'll initially be held in 2 enclosures constructed by Hamilton and other locals.
We built corrals up by the airport, put up about 3,100 feet of fencing.
The pens will keep the animals together while they acclimate to the new environment. Harms says the state is following a soft release program successfully employed in Canada, and spring is specifically targeted for release.
We have to get them out into their habitat before calving, because once the animals drop their calves, that kind of anchors them to a piece of habitat and kind of centers where that herd's going to generally be.
When the animals are released from captivity, they're expected to roam over surrounding open country and feed on local grasses. But Harm says the state will initially spread hay on the snow.
So as they eat the hay, they go down to natural grass and they acclimate to eating the natural grass, and they're in their habitat.
Harms points to good bison habitat, community support, and a lack of pending development projects with why Shagaluk was selected as the reintroduction site. If wood bison flourish, Shagaluk's Hamilton expects they could help preserve the moose population locals depend on for subsistence.
We wouldn't kill all the moose. See, we'll have something else.
Bison are a threatened species, but a special federal ruling classifies wood bison in Alaska as a non-essential experimental population, a status that allows the animals to be hunted. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.